This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. The UN has stopped aid shipments to Myanmar. They say the military government there is seizing supplies meant for cyclone victims. The Southeast Asian nation, previously known as Burma, is also under fire for refusing to let foreign aid workers in. The BBC's Paul Donahar has seen the devastation there firsthand.
We're in the Irrawaddy Delta. We've driven down to as far as you can get before you hit the flooded area. We've gone to a place called Bogle. From there, the army are taking the relief supplies that they have, loading them onto small boats and taking them into the flooded areas. What's become clear from the travelling around that we've done is that it wasn't the cyclone that took many of the lives. The thing that took the lives was a tidal surge that washed its way through the western part of the delta, because it's the communities that were living on the inlets, the streams and rivers that make up that delta. They were the ones that were washed away, and it's taken communities of 200 or 300 people at a time.
The BBC's Paul Donahar reporting from Myanmar. Here in the U.S., parts of the southeast are recovering from a string of deadly storms. Damage and injuries have been reported from Mississippi to Virginia. A tornado in North Carolina was strong enough to blow trucks off the road. This is the same weather system that tore through Oklahoma a day earlier. The Democratic presidential candidates are stumping in Oregon today. It's the only state that does its elections entirely by mail. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more from Portland.
Voters here have had their ballots for about a week. They have until May 20th to mail them back or drop them off in special boxes. Barack Obama has led in the polls here, and his campaign has been predicting that this is where he'll finally win the majority of the pledged delegates. He'll begin the day discussing the economy with high-tech workers near Portland and end it at a rally at the University of Oregon in Eugene. Hillary Clinton returns to her signature issue of health care this morning, leading a panel discussion at a Portland Children's Hospital. She began her swing through Oregon last night in the small town of Center Point after stops in West Virginia and South Dakota. Along the way, she said she was determined to stay in the race and maintained she'd be the stronger Democratic candidate in the fall.
NPR's Ina Jaffe reporting. We'll have more on the race for you in just a second. Up next, a conversation looking ahead to the vote in West Virginia. In the Senate, Louisiana Republican David Vitter is getting a break. The Ethics Committee will not investigate the senator for links to an escort service. The service was run by the so-called D.C. Madam, Deborah Jean Palfrey. Palfrey killed herself after her conviction for racketeering and money laundering. The Senate Ethics Committee said it would not investigate because Vitter wasn't charged and he didn't use his public office for improper purposes. President Bush's daughter, Jenna, gets married this weekend. The president will walk her down the aisle at the family ranch in Crawford, Texas. Jenna Bush is marrying Henry Hager. Hager's a former White House aide and son of a prominent Republican. It's a private event for about 200 guests. No media access. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.